Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is God Said in the Last Days, I Will Pour Out My Holy Spirit on All Mankind. Amen. I'm excited about promises. You know, when God makes a promise, he keeps it. He never goes back on his word. It could be years, it could be months, it could be centuries. But he will always keep his promises. And I'm so glad we have a God that we can put our trust in, that he will not stab us in the back. He will not desert us. He will never deny us because we are his creation. He created human beings and we belong to him. Amen. Well, today I'm so glad that you're joining me with reading the Bible. More and more people are asking me to put them in the Bible Book Club and they are starting to read the Word of God. And I'm so excited to be a part of this ministry because I needed to know God. And the only way I could know who was God and who was the real God and what did he expect from me and what did he think about. Well, I found out all the answers when I started reading the Word of God. And you will, too, if you really desire to know who Jesus is and what he thinks about and how he did his ministry and, you know, what his plans are for us. He has plans for us. Isn't that exciting? We might have our plans, but he might have the better plan. Amen. Today we read the Bible in the beginning in January, and we end in December 31st. If you're staying with us, you will have read the whole Bible in 1 year. Now, you might say, well, I can't read every day, or I don't have time sometime, and this and that. And that's fine. You don't have to worry about it. The Bible is not going away. Next year, you can pick up where you left off, and just pick up the scriptures for that day and don't worry about the past. And, of course, if you want to read the whole story, you can go to a Bible and look it up and start studying the Word of God. Paul told Timothy, study the Word of God. To become approved, you have to study the Word of God. Amen? So we're in the book of Acts. And this is 7 weeks after Jesus died and was resurrected. The day of Pentecost had now arrived. As the believers met together that day, suddenly there was a sound like a roaring of a mighty windstorm in the skies above them, and it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on their heads. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in tongues, languages that they didn't know. For the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Many godly Jews were in Jerusalem that day, and when they heard the roaring in the sky above the house, crowds came running to see what it was all about, and they were stunned to hear their own languages being spoken by the disciples. We all heard these men telling in their own languages about the mighty miracles of God. They stood there amazed and perplexed. What can this mean? They asked each other. But others in the crowd were mocking. They said, oh, these people are drunk. That's all. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 apostles and shouted to the crowd, listen, all of you. Some of you are saying these men are drunk. It isn't true. It's much too early for that. People don't get drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. No, what you see was predicted centuries ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my Holy Spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Yes, the Holy Spirit shall come upon all my servants, when men on men and women alike, and they shall prophesy. Friends, God has kept his word. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to help us in our walk with Jesus, and now the Holy Spirit is available to everyone. That means little kids, that means old people, that means young people, that means women, that means men. Nobody is exempt from receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. And how do you know that you received it? You will be able to speak in tongues, because this is what happened that day. That day, everybody who was in the room, I think it was over 160 people, were in that room. And they all spoke in tongues. Will you understand what tongues is? Maybe or maybe not. And that, he has given it now. You, anyone, can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you'll know when you have it, because you will be able to speak in tongues. Does that mean everybody will speak in tongues? No, because if you don't want it, you're not going to get it. If you think it's some mystical thing, then of course you have doubt in your heart and you're not going to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Why did God give us the tongues? Because he said it in his word. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Holy Spirit to help you pray. When you're praying in this tongue, you are praying according to God's will. And God only answers the prayers that is in accordance with his will. And the Holy Spirit knows what God's will is. Do you know what God's will is? If you don't know and you pray, you're probably not going to get an answer to your prayer. But if you pray according to God's will, and where do you find God's will? In the Bible. It's not somebody else telling you what the will of God is. You need to go to the Bible. The Bible is revelation from God. And he said in his word, the Holy Spirit will help us in our infirmities, in the things that we don't know, the things that we don't understand. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to us, not about himself, not about some other person, not about some great pastor or somebody who has gifts. He's going to reveal Jesus, about Jesus. That's what Jesus said. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will tell you about me. He will confirm the things about me. He will share what I tell him to share. And he is going to tell you. Why? Because you are my friend. That's what Jesus said in the Word of God. Check it out, people. Don't trust me. Go to the Word of God. Do what you need to do. If you want to learn something, you go to the internet, don't you? Well, if you want to learn something about God, you have to go to the Bible. Not any Bible. the Bible that shares the whole word of God and has not been perverted. Now some Bibles have been perverted. So you need to make sure that you are reading the Bible that was established many years ago. Amen? John 14:26 says, Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verse 26. But when the Father sends the Comforter, and by Comforter I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you many things, and he will remind you of everything I myself have told you. He's not going to conflict against Jesus. He's going to confirm what Jesus said. And this, if you want to read more about the Holy Spirit, you can read in John chapter 14. And you can read about the Holy Spirit's ministry. And friends, if you heard this word of God and you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that he came and died for you, can you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to change me, Father God. Take away my sins and give me a new purpose, a new life. It doesn't matter what I've done. I know you can forgive me. There's no sin that you cannot forgive. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for saving me today. Thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost today, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, because you said in your word, in the last days, people will be filled with the Holy Ghost, and they will be able to have their prayer language, Father God. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord, if I have offended you or offended others, I ask you and others to forgive me. Forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me for all my emotion, for all my hatred, Father God, and give me new life. I thank you for saving me today and writing my name in heaven. And Lord, I will serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Friends, if you said this prayer with me, would you send me a text in Facebook or let somebody know? Tell people that you, at least 10 people, that you have received Jesus today. And you're going to follow him with all your heart. And you're going to read the Bible. And you're going to start communicating with him in prayer. Amen? Amen. And if you would like to be in this Bible book club, please request it in the Bible book club. And I will confirm you as part of that group. I'd love to see 500 people reading the Bible with me every day. Praise God.